Peace and blessings, family. My goodness, it feels like it's been like forever since I have produced a podcast segment. Don't think I forgot about y'all. I love y'all so much. The Father has just really had y'all sister kind of busy. The business is going well. It could always be going better, right? But I've been spending, just a lot of time building up my online store, fusion5essentials.com, and formulating new products and just doing ads and marketing. But aside from that, I have been really occupied with the prayer group. Hallelujah. We are becoming like a strong family, I'm telling you. So shout out to my sisters of Covered in Spirit and Truth. And also to my brother's keeper. Man, I'm telling you, so right now we're in a spiritual warfare series, and I host a class every Sunday. And man, I'm telling you, what we are learning about unclean spirits and principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in heavenly realms, what we are learning about the heavenlies even, and just the angelic rankings, and oh my goodness, I bless the Most High. I bless Him. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for what He is allowing us to learn together. So anyway, with that being said, I was prompted in my spirit this morning to read, just to get in y'all's words. Hallelujah. So I'm in my head, right? And I'm like, okay, so what should I read? I'm going to read Exodus. Because again, I'm trying to go through the Bible from beginning to end, right? And I left you guys in Genesis, right? And so I did start reading the Exodus on my own, and I wasn't really recording any of the segments or whatever. But I will be. I will be. Yeah, be willing. So anyway, I'm like, I want to read Exodus. So I'm like, man, you know, I really want to read the words of Mashiach too. I want to go through the Masorah. I want to go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John again. That's something that I'm trying to go through with my children when we read together. We're currently in the book of Matthew. So I'm wrestling with that. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? I guess I'll just read Exodus because I really want to, see what was happening next. And it's not that I'm not familiar with the Exodus story, but it's something about when you turn those pages and you start back reading it again, it literally grips you like the first time. Hallelujah. That's what I'm telling y'all. TV and all that stuff is so overrated. Get into the book, right? So how did I end up in Joel, right? So, okay, so I had decided within myself, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and read Exodus or whatever. But Joel was, as soon as I opened my Bible app, Joel was just right there, boom. And I said, ooh, okay. So I started to read it, and then it was like, you got to share this. So again, with no further ado, here is Joel chapter 1. As a matter of fact, you know what? Because we haven't done this in a long time too, let's get some praise and worship in, family. So I'm going to play for you guys a song that I kind of like remixed. It goes to the melody of the song Yeshua. And so like I said, I remixed it to My Big Brother is Yahweh Shai. And that is the most recent one that I've done. So here it goes.
I'm
Hallelujah. The word of Yah that came to Yoel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has this ever been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Relate it to your children, and your children to their children, and their children to the generation after them. What the gnawing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. And what the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, on account of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and innumerable. Its teeth are the teeth of a lion, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has made it entirely bare.
He commands thousands.
It has made it entirely bare and cast it away, its branches. Its branches became white. Well, like a maiden girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of Yah. The priests, the servants of Yah, have mourned. The field is ravaged. The ground has mourned, for the grain is ruined. The new wine has dried up. The oil fails. The farmers are ashamed. The vine dressers wail over the wheat and over the barley, for the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine has dried up. And the fig droops. Pomegranate, also palm, an apple tree. All these of the field are dried up. Because joy has dried up among the sons of men. Gird yourselves. And lament, you priests. Wail, you attendants of the slaughter place. Come lie all night in sackcloth.
But of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising Yahweh all day long.
Again, I say, come lie
this is my story.
All night in sackcloth, this you attendants of my Alahayim, for the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your Alahayim. Set apart a fast. Call an assembly. Gather the elders all the inhabitants of the land into the house of Yah, your Elohim, and cry out. Cry out to Yahweh. Alas, for the day of Yah is near, and it comes as destruction from the mighty, from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off before our eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our Elohim? The seed is rotted under their clods. Storehouses are laid waste. Granaries are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the beasts moan. The herds of cattle are restless because they have no pasture. The flocks of sheep also perish. I cry to you, Yah.
Gifts from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, and this is my song, praising my Savior.
I cry to you, Yah, for fire has consumed the pastures of the wilderness, and a flame has set on fire all the trees of the field.
This is Yahuwah's soul, raising Yah.
Even the beasts of the field cry out to you. For the water streams are dried up, and fire has consumed the pastures of the wilderness. Joel chapter 2. Blow a shofar in Zion, and sound an alarm in my set-apart mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the earth tremble, for the day of Yahuwah is coming, for it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people many and strong, the like of whom... I'll end the podcast. Joel chapter 2. Blow a shofar in Zion, and sound an alarm in the set apart mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the earth tremble, for the day of Yahweh is coming, for it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people many and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor shall there ever be again after them, to the years of many generations. Ahead of them a fire has consumed, and behind them a flame burns. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, and behind them a desert waste, and from them there is no escape. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and they run like steeds. As the noise of chariots, they leap over mountaintops. As the noise of a flaming fire consuming stubble, as a mighty people set in battle array. Before them, peoples are in anguish, all faces become flushed. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of battle. Everyone goes in his way. And they do not break ranks. And they do not press one another. Everyone goes in his path. They fall among the weapons, but they do not stop. They rush on the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth shall tremble before them, and the heavens shall shake. Sun and moon shall be darkened, and the stars withdraw their light. Or the stars withdraw their brightness. And Yah shall give forth his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For mighty is the doer of his word. For the day of Yahweh is great and very awesome. And who does bear it? Yet even now, declares Yahweh, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. I want to stop right here. Verse 12. He says, return to me with fasting, and weeping, and mourning. And I'm seeing a lot of you celebrate, and celebrate, and celebrate. Yes, we are to honor and keep the feast days. But how? But how? Yes, we are to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice in Yahweh. But some are making spectacles of the feast days. Grandiose celebrations. Concerts even. These are to be sacred assemblies of gathering. Remembering the Torah. Remembering the laws and the prophets, giving thanks and breaking bread with one another, not putting on shows and seeing who can do the best feast day, who can do the best Passover, who can do the best Sukkot, who can do the best Shavuot. Check your hearts. Come back to him with all of your heart and mourn, for we greatly displeased him. Not only our ancestors, but us as well. There are times when we displease him. There are times when we don't sound like him. There are times when we don't act like him. There are times that we don't look like him. Were we not made in his image? We were made in his image. Therefore, we are to be perfect like he is perfect. And there are times when we are not perfect. And those are the times that we need to be fasting and lamenting and mourning and weeping. But we are all having all these red carpet type events and honoring one another and award ceremonies. It's foolishness. Yes, I said it. Thank you, Abba. It's not foolishness. It is wickedness. It is too much behaving like the people in the lands of our captivities. We see the Emmy Awards and the Essence Awards and the BET Awards and the Oscars. And so us, we feel we have talents. We sing, we dance, we rap, we act. Let's be honored like them. Let's honor one another the way they honor one another. If what we are doing is to honor our Father, may he reward us. May he esteem us. Not us ourselves. Verse 13. And tear your heart and not your garments, and turn back to Yah your Elohim, for he shows favor and is compassionate and of great loving commitment, and he shall relent concerning the evil. Who knows? He might turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for Yahuwah, your Elohim. Blow the shofar in Zion. Set apart a fast. Call an assembly. Gather the people. Set the assembly apart. Assemble the elders and gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom come out from his room and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests, servants of Yah, weep between the porch and the slaughter place. And let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and do not give your inheritance to reproach, for the nations to rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their Elohim? And let Yah be jealous for his land and spare his people. And let Yah answer and say to his people, see, I am sending you the grain and the new wine and the oil, and you shall be satisfied by them. And no longer do I make you a reproach among the nations. And the northerner I shall remove far from you and drive him away to a dry, deserted land, and his face toward the eastern sea and his rear toward the western sea. And his stench shall come up and his smell arise, for he has done greatly. Do not fear, O soil. Be glad and rejoice, for Yah has done greatly. Do not fear, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness shall spring forth, and the tree shall bear its fruit, and the fig tree and the vine shall yield their strength. And you children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in Yah your Elohim, for he shall give you the teacher of righteousness. Again I say, he shall give you the teacher of righteousness. Is that teacher of righteousness not through Ruach HaKodesh, which was dispersed after Yahawashah went up to be at the Father's right hand? Then there was a dispensation of the Ruach HaKodesh. So we now have the teacher of righteousness with us. Hallelujah. He says, for he will give you the teacher of righteousness and cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain as before. Family, we have a great expectation. We have much to celebrate in our hearts about, but we still need to be careful the way we're parading ourselves in the land of our captivities as if we are home. We are not home. Verse 24, and the threshing floors shall be filled with grain, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. Then I shall repay you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust and the consuming locust and the gnawing locust, my great army which I sent among you. Then you shall eat and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of your Yah. Hallelujah. And praise the name of Yah your Elohim, who has done with you so wondrously. And my people shall never be put to shame. That day is coming. That day is coming. Be sure that day is coming. Yahuwah is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. He is not a man that he needs to repent. But if you turn to him now with your whole heart, he is a faithful Elohim who will relent and turn back your captivity, turn back your shame. Break the yoke off your neck. Hallelujah. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Yasharal, and that I am Yahuwah your Elohim, and there is no one else. And my people shall never be put to shame. And after this, it shall be that I pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men dream dreams. Your young men see visions. And also on the male servants and on the female servants, I shall pour out my spirit in those days. And I shall give signs in the heavens and upon the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun is turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of Yahweh. It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of Yah shall be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Yerushalayim, there shall be an escape, as Yah has said, and among the survivors whom Yah calls. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness, O Yah. Can I just say that in the song? Great is Yah's faithfulness. Great is Yah's faithfulness. New yom by new yom, He's faithful to me. Hallelujah. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Joel chapter 3. And why do we be saying Joel? It ain't Joel. It's Yoel, right? Okay, y'all, let's go. And it reads as follows. For look, in those days and at that time, when I turn back the captivity of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, then I shall gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I shall enter into judgment with them there for my people, my inheritance Yasharal, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a young man for a whore, and sold a girl for wine, and drank it. And also, what are you to me, O Zor, and Sidon, and all the coast of Philistia? Are you repaying me? And if you are repaying me, I would swiftly and speedily return your reward on your own head. For you have taken my silver and my gold, and brought my treasures into your temples. And the people of Yehuda, and the people of Yerushalayim, you have sold to the sons of Yavon to remove them from their borders. See, I am stirring up out of the place to which you have sold them. Come on, let me read that again. Let me read that better than that. Because this right here, you get excited because we are stirred up, baby. See, I am stirring them up out of the place to which you have sold them. Were we not sold to the Americas? Were we not sold to the Jamaicas? Were we not sold to the Dominican Republic? Were we not sold to Brazil? Were we not sold to Costa Rica? Were we not sold to Haiti? And again, thus says Yahweh, I am stirring them up out of the place to which you have sold them, and I shall return on your own head what you have done. And shall sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the people of Yehuda, and they shall sell them to the Shevites, to a nation far off. For Yah has spoken. This is not the word of man. This is not my word. This is not my desire for recompense or vengeance for what was done to my people. But this is the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of the prophet Yoel, thousands and thousands of years before I was ever even born. So again, these are not my words. I am not speaking words that are anti anything. I'm speaking words that are pro Yahweh. And he says that you all will pay. Verse 9, proclaim this among the nations, prepare for battle, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of battle draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say I am strong, hasten and come all you nations, and gather together all around. O Yah, let your mighty men come down here. Let the nations be aroused and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I shall sit to judge all the nations on every side. Put in the sickle, for the harvest has grown ripe. Come, go down. For the winepress is filled, the vats overflow, for their evil is great. Crowds, crowds in the valley of decision, for the day of Yah is near in the valley of decision. Sun and moon shall become dark, and stars shall withdraw their brightness. And Yah shall roar from Zion, and give forth his voice from Yerushalayim, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Yah shall be a refuge for his people, and a stronghold for the children of Yasharal. Then you shall know that I am Yah your Elohim, dwelling in Zion, my set apart mountain, and Yerushalayim shall be set apart, and foreigners shall not pass through her again. And it shall be in that day that the mountains drip with new wine, and the hills flow with milk, and all the streams of Yehuda shall be flooded with water, and a fountain flow from the house of Yah, and water in the Wadi Shittim. Mitzrayim shall become a ruin, and Edom a ruin, a wilderness, because of violence done to the people of Yehuda, whose innocent blood they shed in their land. But Yehuda shall dwell forever, and Yerushalayim to all generations, and I shall avenge their blood, which I have not avenged. And Yah shall be dwelling in Zion. So just because y'all have not seen the hand of Yah moving on behalf of the diaspora does not mean that he is not going to. Judgment is coming. And this is what Yasharal and Yehuda needs to be singing right now. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Yah told Satan, get behind. 'Cause victory today is mine. Woo! Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Yah Shirah, our victory is at hand.